Well, our Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues has more about that leaked document and how it fits into the investigation of Russian meddling in the election.
U.S. intelligence is still gathering new evidence of Russian cyber attacks before Election Day. The leaked top-secret NSA report was only recently completed. It details how a week before November 8th, hackers connected to Russian military intelligence sent emails laced with malware to 122 local officials controlling voter registration systems. The brazen scheme came just weeks after then-President Obama personally told Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the attacks.
I felt that the most effective way to ensure that that didn't happen was to talk to him directly and tell him to cut it out.
Law enforcement sources say voter databases nationwide were targeted by Russian hackers over a six-month period ahead of the election.
So you think the worst-case scenario was that they were actually trying to affect the vote total?
I think that was their hope.
Jim Lewis advises the U.S. government on cybersecurity.
I think that they were expecting to be able to manipulate votes in some way, maybe discredit the electoral system, which they came closer to doing.
U.S. officials still believe the vote total was not affected.
There is nothing more fundamental to our democracy than voting.
Today, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said his department wants to help states secure their voting systems, but that some are wary of federal intrusion.
Do you see us as partners and helpers in this to help make sure that your systems are protected?
Today, the Kremlin again denied interfering in the election. Scott, late last year, an Obama administration official said that we would never expect Russia to come out with their hands up. They don't do that.